goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Janet Rohn, R-O-H-N. Date of birth, February 2nd, 1944. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Rohn with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy, also bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was April 11th of this year. She's been eating smaller portions of meals, and her weight's down 7 pounds over the last 6 months. She's feeling well, and she's happy for the weight loss. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No recent illnesses, no known infection from COVID-19, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. She's not using the Cardizem CD, 180 milligram daily. That's been discontinued. Zoloft is 25 milligram once daily now. I want to highlight Losartan, 25 milligram daily, and she's on magnesium oxide, 400 milligram once daily for low magnesium levels. And she takes the Ativan, 0.5 milligram once daily at bedtime for insomnia as needed. Physical examination, weight is 153 pounds, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff 108 over 60, pulse is 67, oxygen saturation 94% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 12th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.07. Estimated GFR is 53. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.6. Albumin is 3.7. Phosphorus is 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone is 29, hemoglobin 12.4, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. That's number one. Number two, hypertension is well controlled. Number three, diabetic nephropathy, also controlled. Four, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.